Romans chapter 3.
If you'll notice with me at verse 8, please. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I'd like to especially look with verse 10, if you would please. I want us to see what it says here. Verse 10, which is the heart of this whole matter, and the thought that's given, says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I want to use as a thought, or perhaps as a subject, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness. I believe a primary problem in Baptist churches, and perhaps even in our church today, is individuals only giving lip service. It's very inconsistent to say one thing with your lips and to live the opposite with your life. A person can backslide. A person can fall into Satan's trap. But there will be evidence of chastisement in the life of a person that is saved. There may even be a period of righteous living, like the prodigal son. There may be. But there will also be a return unto the Father, like the prodigal son returned. I thought about, and as I pondered the subject and what to preach, and I thought about this, I believe today the problem lies here, that much of the time the problem is that people have only a head knowledge. And there's a tremendous difference between just having a head knowledge and having a head heart knowledge. There is a tremendous difference. Now, a person must have a head knowledge. It's a necessity. You must have a head knowledge, but it is also imperative to have a heart knowledge along with that head knowledge. I believe many times, and this may not be true in every case, but I believe many times much of the problem today is that many people only have a head. Now, a person will spend an eternity in hell with only a head knowledge. That's where you'll spend eternity. You'll spend it in a devil's hell. A person will live a sinful, miserable, unhappy, restless life with only a head knowledge. And I'm afraid today we cannot look into the hearts of men, women, and boys and girls. But I'm fearful perhaps even among the men and the women and the boys and the girls of this church, that there are those that only have a head knowledge. Now I said, you've got to have a head knowledge. But a head knowledge will be to no avail unless there is also a heart knowledge. I believe as time has gone by, we have had instant after instant or case after case of people that have only had a head knowledge. And then God gloriously saved them by His grace. And then it made an entire change in their life. Now, first of all, I want us to talk about or think about salvation. Now, if you'll now keep in mind what we have here in Romans 10:10, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. But if you'll look at this scripture in Acts chapter 4 and in verse 12, it says this. And I think this is very important pertaining to the subject of salvation. It says, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now the person that the writer is speaking of here is the Lord Jesus Christ. There isn't salvation in anybody else. As a matter of fact, Jesus Christ is salvation. Now there are people that have a head knowledge of salvation. And that's all they have. They just have a head knowledge of salvation, and many believe about the Lord Jesus Christ. But you can believe about the Lord Jesus Christ with your head only and die and spend an eternity in a devil's hell. These same people even believe that Jesus Christ died at Calvary. And they even believe that He died for the sins of the world. They even believe that. But they believe it with their head and their head only. They also, these very same individuals, believe that Jesus Christ was virgin born. And they'll put you up a good argument. Anyone that denies that Jesus Christ is virgin born, they'll put up a good argument. They'll say, the Bible says that He was virgin born. And all they have is a head knowledge of the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. They will even believe, and they will even say emphatically that He came for the purpose of dying at Calvary for the sins of the world. Well, I've already said enough here that you'd say, well, surely a person that believes all of this is saved. But a person can believe all of this and still not be saved, because they can only have a head knowledge of these things that I have mentioned here. And oh, today I am fearful that there are so many that have a head knowledge of salvation, but do not have salvation, because they only know about salvation, but they have never experienced salvation and the saving grace of God. They believe that He was buried in the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. They believe that He arose from the dead. They believe that the gospel is the death and the burial and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. They believe all of these things, but yet they're not saved, because they only have these things in their head. They've been taught these things from a child. And they can put up a better argument, perhaps, than some people that are saved by the grace of God. They even believe that the gospel should be preached. You say, how can a person believe all of these things and still not be saved? It is possible, because they can only believe it with their head. They can only believe it as facts that are put forth in the Word of God and
Christ's sake. Oh, the gospel ought to be preached to everybody. And yet at the same time, they have never heard the gospel and saved. And they have never been saved by the grace of God. They know and believe all these truths with the head. And their condition is they remain in their sins. They're deceived. And I thought of this. Oh, today, surely there must be something wrong among people that profess to be God's people. And yet the way that they live and the way that they conduct themselves. So there are those that have a salvation with the head, which is not a salvation at all. But then there is a salvation that is with the heart. Now I believe, and I call this a head and heart salvation. Because you have to believe first with your head, but it doesn't stop there. There's also the believing with the heart. Now these, they believe not about the Lord Jesus Christ, but they believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. In essence, what we're saying is they come to the place that God grants to them repentance and faith, and they repent of their sins, and they trust the Lord Jesus Christ. They are the recipients of faith, and they are putting their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. But a person that has what they think is a salvation with the head, they'll trust everything else but Christ. They'll know about Him. They'll talk about Him. They'll even teach about Him. But they're not trusting Him at all. They're trusting to themselves. And they're trusting as to what they can do or what they can bring about. But those that have a salvation with the heart, they believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother, there is a tremendous difference in believing about Him and believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. The difference is eternity in hell or eternity in heaven. That is the difference as to whether that you believe about Him or you believe on Him. But also, salvation with the heart, from the very beginning, at salvation, He is their Lord. And He is their Master. And that takes place at the very moment of conversion, when they're saved by the grace of God. You know how they'll spend the rest of their days? They'll spend the rest of their days on earth trying to please Him. And I tell you, I know the flesh gets in the way, and I'm the first to admit that, and I know that we're plagued down with this old flesh, but I tell you, that which is of you that have been born again from the time of conversion, you will spend the rest of your days trying to please the Lord, not yourself. But if you have only a head, what you refer to as a head salvation, you'll spend all your time trying to please yourself. You'll think about yourself. You'll do everything with the motive and aim of yourself. But if the Lord saves you by His grace, you'll spend the rest of your days on earth trying to please the Lord. When the Lord speaks, you'll follow. John chapter 10. Notice what He said here in the 10th chapter of John, in verse 27. Oh, what a strong verse this is. He says, "My sheep hear My voice. I know them, and they follow Me." That's just what it means. I tell you, those that have believed with the heart. Now I believe that also, not only do we spend the rest of our days on earth trying to please Him, when He speaks, we follow Him. It may not be instantly, but the Lord keeps on speaking. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And the Lord keeps on speaking to His children. And those that have been saved and have believed on Him with the heart are those that will eventually be brought by the Holy Spirit to follow the Lord and to serve Him. They are also fully persuaded that He's virgin born. And the reason they're fully persuaded is it's not only that they can read it as a fact, but that the God, the Holy Spirit, has taught them the truth, and they believe that God the Holy Spirit came upon Mary and she conceived. Brother, they believe that with the heart. But they also believe that Christ died on Calvary for their sins. for their sins. And there's a big difference in Christ dying on the cross of Calvary for the sins of the world and Christ dying on the cross of Calvary for my sins. There's a big difference. A head knowledge will tell you that Christ died on the cross for the sins of the world, but a heart knowledge will tell you that Christ died for you and for your sins on the cross of Calvary. So, brother, I believe that there is a tremendous difference. The reason for this is you receive the Lord Jesus Christ. And you never receive the Lord Jesus Christ except seeing Christ dying there at Calvary for you. By faith, they have seen Christ at Calvary. They see Him bearing their sin, and they have experienced this gift of repentance and faith, and they see themselves lost and undone and unworthy. And they see the Lord Jesus Christ everything. With a salvation that many claim by head, you don't see those things. All you see is a form of darkness. And all you see is a ritual. All you see is certain things that men tell you of what you ought to do. But when it's with a heart, you see what? You see the Lord Jesus Christ, and you see what Christ wants you to do. And you do what the Lord Jesus Christ wants you to do. But these that have salvation with the heart, they believe that He was buried, that He arose the third day. He did that for their justification. There is a tremendous difference. They believe that the gospel is the death, burial, and the resurrection. They believe that the gospel must be preached for the salvation of the lost. The reason they know that is because it's by the gospel, the foolishness of preaching, they came to receive, to know about and receive the Lord Jesus Christ. These of salvation of the heart, they receive the gospel to the saving of their soul. Now instead of being deceived, they're saved. And brother, there is a tremendous difference. I tell you, the whole key to this whole thing this morning is whether or not you're saved. That's the key to it. I don't know, I preached not long ago on the two different believers, you know, remember? One, he didn't have no problem knowing they're saved, and the other one, you couldn't find any evidence at all. Noah and Lot. But I believe today that the problem is many people have a head knowledge. They don't have a heart knowledge. So I'm real concerned about this, but I do know this. I know that the Lord, you can see evidence of the Lord dealing with Lot, couldn't you? The Lord really dealt with him, really whipped him, and really dealt with him. So the first thing is a head knowledge about salvation, and then a heart knowledge about salvation. And I pray this morning that you have a heart knowledge of salvation, that you have come to the place. The Holy Spirit has brought you to the place that you have received the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. But the second thing that I want to talk about is not only salvation, but service. If you go to Romans chapter 12, and notice with me there in verse 1 through 3. To me, the flesh, sometimes my flesh rebels, as your flesh does. But to me, it's not a grievous thing to be saved. And to me, it's not a burdensome thing to be saved. And to me, I'm not always trying to find and see what I can get by with or what I can get out of. I seriously question people that claim they're saved, and they're always seeing what they can do wrong. And they're not happy. And they're always fighting against the truth. And arguing against the truth. Listen to Romans 12, 1 through 3. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt every man the measure of faith. I believe the difference, and I'll sum this up later, but I believe the difference in salvation with the head and salvation with the heart is immediately when you're saved and the rest of your life, even though there may be times you'll deviate, of course, that you'll spend the majority of your life trying to please your master, trying to please the Lord. And the same thing is with serving the Lord. I believe the difference between serving him with the head and serving him with the heart is that you will desire to present yourself a living sacrifice unto him. It's a shame, isn't it? Our churches are ashamed today. Our churches are ashamed. I ain't talking about Driven Springs or New Union. I'm talking about this church. We're preaching right here. It's a shame. It's a shame the way that we live professing to know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and how unfaithful we are unto Him. Service with the head. Now here's how to do it. You'll begin to serve with vigor. This will happen. You, with all the strength that the flesh can produce, this is the way you'll begin to serve. That's the way it is. And this can be service with the head. Begin with a lot of vigor and all the strength that the flesh can produce. But then you'll begin to falter and you'll begin to lose interest. What happens is you run into an unseen obstacle. And if you've only got the head in it, you're not going to last. And if your service is only of the head, when you run into any obstacle, you're going to lose interest. Other things begin to interfere with your service. Now, even with the head, you know that you should be faithful. Because you've been told that. And you read it. You read where you ought to be faithful. And you even know that with the head. You even promised to do better with all the strength. You're talking about service of the hand. But you somehow are completely satisfied using 95% of your time in the service of the dead. That is, if you're serving with the head. 95% of your time for the devil. Then there's a service with the heart. You begin to serve with vigor. And the Lord gives you strength. You're going to need it. Because you're going to run into the same obstacles. And you of yourself are not able to overcome those things. It'll take the strength that the Lord gives you. You know what you'll do? You'll cry, "Help!" And you'll cry to the Lord. But the difference in the head and the heart, with the heart, He gives you new drive. He gives you new desires. He gives you new motives. That's the difference in having a service with just your head and a service with the heart. You begin to falter and you begin to lose interest. This is with the heart. You run into an unseen obstacle. But then the Holy Spirit brings the Word of God to your heart. Now that's the difference. If it's just of the head, the Holy Spirit doesn't bring the Word of God in your heart. The Word of God's preached, you may see and say, "That's what I ought to do," but you can just throw it off. And say, "Well, I know it's what I'll do, but I ain't going to." You know how many times people said that? But the thing of it is, when you serve with the head, even when you begin to falter and lose interest and you run into an unseen obstacle, then the Holy Spirit brings the Word of God to your heart. And you can't get away from the Holy Spirit. And you can't get away from the Word of God. You cannot. If you're saved by the grace of God. And then the Holy Spirit causes you to pray. And you know what happens? Even though you've gotten out of the service of the Lord brings you back to that service, place of service. Other things begin to interfere with your service. A lot of things interfere with people serving the Lord. Y'all ever have any interferences? Is there something this week that's kept you from serving the Lord like you ought to? And you're running those kind of things.
Well, if you're serving him with the head, that won't bother you.
But you're serving him with the heart, the Holy Spirit will impress upon your heart to seek first the kingdom of God and his right.
That's what the Holy Spirit will do. You may not tell anybody else, but you'll be the most miserable critter there was. You know what I'm talking about? Certainly. I hope you know what I'm talking about. You're never satisfied with just giving 95% of your time in the service of the Lord when you serve with the heart. Now, when you serve with the head, you can give 95% of it to the devil and be fully satisfied.
But when serving the Lord with the heart and you give 95% of your time, you're never satisfied. And you'll always say, I don't do enough. And I'm not doing enough.
And it's sad that people say, well, I got to do this and I got to do this and what I'm doing is too much and my wish we could do less. And my, that bothers me. It bothers you. If I have a thought like, if the devil even gives me a thought like that, it bothers me. I become convicted. Thirdly, I'd like for us to notice results of a head knowledge and a head heart knowledge. Now many have a head knowledge of sin. They will always see sin in other people. Always. But they will practice and cover the same sin in their own life.
Many have a head-heart knowledge of sin. They will see sin both in themselves and in other people.
Just because you got a heart knowledge doesn't mean you won't see sin in other people.
Sure you'll see sin in other people because you know what sin is. But you'll see it in yourself also. But the difference is, then they will confess and forsake sin in their life and they'll pray for others and they'll do the same.
Now that's the difference in a head knowledge and a head heart knowledge. Another result of a head knowledge and a head heart knowledge, many have a head knowledge of the Lord's church. Now they have a head knowledge. Well, they can give you the trouble of love, even.
But at the same time, they'll commit fornication and play the role of a harlot. They will forsake the assembly for any occasion.
Because they only have a head knowledge of the Lord's church.
But many have a head-heart knowledge of the Lord's church. They will not knowingly and purposely commit spiritual fornication when the Holy Spirit has revealed the truth to them.
They will not. They will not forsake the assembly unless providentially hindered. We're talking about different results.
Many have a head knowledge of godliness. They whitewash the outside. And who they're like? They're like the scribes and the Pharisees. Exactly. But the problem is, even though they have a head knowledge of godliness, they live for themselves.
And if godliness gets in the way of the way they want to live, they live for themselves.
Forget about God. Who cares about God? Who cares about what God says?
That's what you say when you live for yourself and don't live for God. But many have a head-heart knowledge of godliness. There's a big difference. They've been washed in the blood, and it works outward.
It's not only something that's happened inwardly, but it works outwardly.
You've got to have something inside before you're going to see it outside. And if you've
been worked on inside, it's going to affect you outwardly.
And you may kick some, but you ain't going to do a whole lot of kicking. The Lord's going to trim you up and put you in line.
And so the essence is they have a head-heart knowledge of godliness, and so they live for the Lord.
by the grace of God and for the glory of God. Now, this conclusion we come to, or the Word of God brings us to. Any truth only believed with the head, it will be meaningless. Well, you may know it, but it'll be meaningless. Well, how do you mean? It will be easy to forsake and not follow. That is, if it's just believed with the head, it'll be very easy to forsake it and not follow it. And any truth believed with the head, pressure and circumstances will cause you to go away from the truth. You just believe with the head. But then there's a difference. Any truth believed with the head and heart, it will have meaning. When you read it, when you see it, it'll have meaning. You may try to forsake it, and you might, and not follow it, but the Holy Spirit will not let you be content. The Holy Spirit won't let you do that. Pressure and circumstances will come just like it does to the person with a head knowledge. But what will happen to you under pressure and circumstances is you will become firm and steadfast in the truth. Instead of driving you away from the truth, it will cause you to believe the truth and hold the truth more precious. That's the result. So I pray this morning. I don't know. And I can't always tell by looking at your life. I cannot. I cannot see your heart. But I pray this morning that if you only have a head knowledge of salvation, that the great God of heaven will give you a heart knowledge. And I pray this morning, if you only had a head knowledge of service, that the Lord will give you a heart knowledge of service. You'll be able, by the grace of God, to leave here this morning, not only knowing that you're saved, and not only having the confidence of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God that you're saved, but you'll leave here this morning with a God-given desire to serve Him, and to be faithful to Him, and to be consistently serving the Lord, and not putting the Lord always off. Putting the Lord first in your heart, in your life. So I believe in essence, it's just like what Paul said here in Romans 10:10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. And I know what that's saying. And I believe there's, and I know the primary application is the righteousness, the true righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know that. But I believe also that it leads to practical righteousness. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Righteousness of Jesus Christ never leads to anything else but righteous deeds for righteousness. So may the Lord, by His grace, help us. May this morning, if you're here and you're not saved, maybe you're here and you just have a head knowledge of salvation. I pray that it might please the great God of heaven that He'd save you. And if you're here with a head knowledge and you've only been giving a head service, I pray that, and I know that after that He saves you, He gives you a heart knowledge, then you'll have a heart service. You can't serve the Lord with your heart unless, first of all, He has opened your heart and you've received the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. There's people today trying to be. You know, somebody said this, and y'all heard it before and been said. Many people would have to say this that are Baptists and professing Christians. Don't do as I do. Do as I say. You know how it ought to be? Do both as I say and do. That should be characteristics of our life, born again. We stand the same. In closing, if the Lord has spoken to anyone anyway, then this church invites you to come as we stand the same under the Father.